ది సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ వేదస్ సర్వవేదాంత సారం శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ప్రమాణమవలం ప్రేమాత్మర్థ మహాన్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుర మతమిదం తత్రాదర నా ది శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఈజ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ రివీల్డ్ స్క్రిప్చర్ ప్రమాణమవలం ఇట్ గివ్స్ అమర ప్రమాణ ప్యూర్ ప్రూఫ్ విశుద్ధ ప్రమాణం వన్ షుడ్ అక్సెప్ట్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ట్రూత్ గివెన్ ఇన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం భాగవత దేనా అనేసి జవన సమ తార్ శాస్త్రాచే జన్మే జన్మే ప్రభుజం ఇట్ స్టేటెడ్ ఇన్ చైతన్య భాగవతం వన్ నెవర్ అక్సెప్ట్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ది సిద్ధాంతస్ ది కన్క్లూజన్స్ ది బిగ్ ఇంజంక్షన్స్ గివెన్ ఇన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం వన్ నెవర్ అక్సెప్ట్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ జవన He must be punished by Jamaraj, life after life. So, one must accept Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Krishna Tulya Bhagavato, Vibhusarvasa, Pradishlokya Patyakkhari, Nana. Srimad Bhagavato is like Krishna, as good as Lord Krishna, Vibhu. Krishna is Vibhu, the Supreme Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam is also Vibhu. So one must take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is none different from Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we accept Srimad Bhagavatam. We try our best to follow Srimad Bhagavatam in our daily life. The great Mahajans and Acharyas and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have spoken of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. Therefore it has been stated like that. Every day you must సర్వశ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ద్విస్థాని భాగవత నామ సునాదా యూ కెన్ హా హియర్ ది నేమ్ భాగవతం టు ప్లేసెస్ ఇక గ్రంథ భాగవత ఆర్ ఇక భక్త భాగవత స్క్రిప్చర్ భాగవత గ్రంథ భాగవత అనదర్ ఇస్ భక్త భాగవత డివోట్ డివోట్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ భాగవత బికాజ్ that devotee, why is called Bhagavata? It is Bhagavata that can save. He absorbs the injunctions of his Bhagavata and practices in his very life. He is an embodiment of Srimad Bhagavata, Murtimanta Bhagavata, that will save. Ja Bhagavata pada Vaishnava rasthane, Egantasvepara Chaitanya charam. So, go to your Vaishnava, his real Bhagavata, embodiment of Bhagavata, and listen Bhagavata from him. Study Bhagavata under his guidance, and that is real study. So this is about all Bhagavata. Many things can be spoken on Bhagavata. All you are very advanced Vaishnavas, devotees, you all know. So I am a mukha. What more can I say? Maharaj, you understand me? Do you follow me?
I do.
You can't follow. You are great Vaishnavas, learned Vaishnavas. I am a mukha. Mukha, do you know? I can't say anything. So, my look, please. So, I seek the mercy of the all assembled Vaishnavas to speak something on this Bhagavata. There are so many flaws, I am excused. So it is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, chapter 21, text 28-29. Mano Uttanapadasya. Of Uttanapada, the father of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruvasya, of Dhruva Maharaj. Api, suddenly. Mahipate, of the great king. Priyavratasya, of Priyavrata. In the family of Maharaj Dhruva. Rajasehe, of great saintly kings. Angasya, of the name Anga. Asma, my. Pitu, of my father. Pitu, of the father. Idrushana, of such personalities. Atha, also. Anisan, of others. Adasya, of the supreme immortal. Cha, also. Bhavasya, of the living entities. Cha, also. Prahladasya, of Maharaj Prahlad. Bade, of Maharaj Bali. Cha, also. Api, suddenly. Krutyam, acknowledged by them. Asti, there is. Gadabhruta, the supreme personality of Godhead who carries a glove. So, manavruttanupadasya, dhruvasyapi mahipati, priyavratasya rajasya irangasya smat pitu pitu. Idrushanam athonyesam adasya ca bhavasya ca prahladasya balishchapi kutyamasti gadabhruta. Prithu Maharaj says, translation by Srila Prabhupada. This is confirmed not only by the evidence of the Vedas, but also by the personal behavior of great personalities like Manu, Uttanupada, Dhruva, Priyavrata, and my grandfather Anga, as well as by many other great personalities and ordinary living entities, exemplified by Maharaj Prahlad and Bali, all of whom are theists, believing in the existence of the supreme personality of Godhead who carries a cloud. So please repeat the translation. This is confirmed not only by the evidence of the Vedas, but also by the personal behavior of great personalities like Manu, Tanupada, Dhruva, Priyavrata, and my grandfather Anga, as well as by many other great personalities and ordinary living entities, exemplified by Maharaj Prahlad and Bali, all of whom are theists, believing in the existence of the supreme personality of Godhead, who carries a cloud. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Narottam Das Thakur states that one has to ascertain the right path for his activities by following in the footsteps of great saintly persons and books of knowledge under the guidance of a spiritual master, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya. A saintly person is one who follows the Vedic injunctions, which are the orders of Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Guru refers to one who gives proper direction under the lives of great personalities, you say, under the authority of the Vedic injunctions, and according to the examples of the lives of great personalities. The best way to mold one's life is to follow in the footsteps of the authorized personalities like those mentioned herein by Prithu Maharaj, beginning with Swami Manu. The best path in life is to follow such great personalities, especially those mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Mahadanas are great personalities, are Brahma, Shiva, Narada Muni, Manu, the Kumaras, Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Jamaraj, Bhishma, Janaka, Sukadeva Goswami, and Kabira Muni. This is purport given by our revered Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Maharaj, in these two verses. Manaruttanapadasya dhruvasyapi mahipate priyapratasya radasthirangasyasmata piduh piduh idrusanang adhunnesang adasya ca bhavasya ca prahladasya balishtapi krityamasti gadavata. So Prithu Maharaj says this thing in Srimad Bhagavatam. Before beginning Srimad Bhagavatam, I said that Srimad Bhagavatam, Pramana Mamalam, Purana Mamalam, Vaishnava Anantiyam, Srimad Bhagavatam is such a scripture that which gives Vishuddha Pramana, pure evidence, pure proof. And Purana Mamala, Amara Purana, the pure Purana, this is the best of all Puranas, is known as Bhagavata Mahapurana, Paramahansa Sangita. So, Prithu Maharaj here says, this is confirmed not only by the evidence of Vedas, but also by the personal behavior of great personalities like Manu, Uttanapada, Dhruva, Priyabrata, and my grandfather Anga, as well as by many other great personalities and ordinary living entities exemplified by Maharaj Prahlad and Vali, all of whom are theists, believing in the existence of the Supreme Personality, Godhead, who carries the cloud. Here, Prithu Maharaj speaks of all these great personalities, Mahadana, our beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, has also stated in his purport about the Mahadanas. Now, question arises, who is a Mahadana? Whom shall we call a Mahadana? This is a great question, very important question, because in this material world, many people have many ideas, many opinions on this subject of this Mahārāja. So, one must know very well who is Mahādana, who is really Mahādana, and why shall we follow the footsteps of this Mahādana? This question should be answered. Tasmā śāstra pramāṇam kārya kārya vyavasthito. Śrīmad-Bhagavad-gītā says, you must accept such things which is said in Shastra, Shastra Pramana, proofs given in Shastra, which is to be known as Shastra, what? That is another question. Many people have many different ideas about Shastra also, but you must follow the great acharyas. What definition they have given? Madhacharya, an eminent acharya, he has given this thing for Shastra. Ruksama Dajva Dharva, the fourth Vedas, Narada Pancharatra, Mula Ramayana, the Ramayana compiled by Valmiki Maharshi, is Mula Ramayana, original Ramayana, not other Ramayana, Dhyatma Ramayana, Ramcharitmanas, and so many other Ramayanas. They are not treated as Shastra. Madhavacharya says, Mula Ramayana, original Ramayana. If you want to quote something from Ramayana, quote from Valmiki, Ramayana. Why are you quoting from Ramcharitmanas and so many other Ramayanas? That great authority, they have not accepted those books of Shastra. Then, the Astadasa Puranas compiled by the Vyasadeva, and other books related to this, those speak about this Shastra, Vedic literature, also called Shastra. Tasma Shastra Pramanam. Therefore, say, Karja Karja Vyavasthito. You take Shastra Pramanam, what is to be done and what is not to be done. This is confirmed not only by the readings of the Vedas, but also by the personal being of great personalities like Mano, Uttana, Paro, Dhruva, Mahatma. So Mahabharata is also a Shastra. In that Mahabharata, it is stated, Dharma Bhaka Upakhyana is there. Dharma Bhakta asked, four questions to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Kapantha, out of them. One is this, Kapantha. Kasukhi, Kadavartikaha, Himasarjam. These four questions. Will you follow? Do you understand this? These four things, you might follow, because you are all great learned scholars and Vaishnavas. Because my English is not so good, I cannot express so many things in English, I feel difficulty in it. I must try my best to speak in it, express it in English, but I mean excuse it. Kavarta. What is the real statement? Varta, I may say like this, or what? How can you translate in English, Maharaj? Varta. What is the matter?
What is the message?
Message. What is the message? Kasukhi, who is happy? Himasajyam. What is wonderful? Kapantha, which is the real part. So Yudhishthira Maharaj answered these four questions and about Kapantha, he says. Tarko pratishtha sudeva vibhinna, nasadishichascha madan vibhinnam, dharmasya tattva nihita guhaya mahajana jena gata sapantha. He answered this. Mahajana jena gata sapantha. He says, there he says, Mahārāj. Kapantha, sarva-pratiṣṭha sudeva vibhinna, nāsā-pratiṣṭha madanna vibhinna. Śruti, the Vedic scripture, In general, to establish the basic truth of origination by torque, by logic, by showing so many arguments. Why not so? What is this? What is that? No. No torque. You accept the authority. You accept great personality, Mahajanas, those are Tattva-Veta Mahajanas, Vedic scholars, Bonafide. Don't add your own logic to it, own speculation to it. Don't show your Panditya. Is down, or stubbornly, shrewdly economic. Just follow the Mahārāja, tarka pratiṣṭha. If you stick to tarka or logic, then sudaya vivīna. The innocents may be very, very bad. But always I say one thing. As Bhagavan Sri Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavatam, sarvaicha bhīvi aham eva devatam. He has said, in all Vedic scriptures, I am to be known, that Krishna. All Vedas say about Krishna, but so-called Vedic scholars, Vedavadi, they say, oh, where is Krishna in Veda? It's not mentioned in Veda. Let me show me where it is written. You see, they say like, they cannot find Krishna in Veda. How is it there? Because they are afraid. Tarka pratiṣṭha sudaya vivinna, nāsādhu siyasya madanamina. They are philosophers, rishis, munis. Yudhishthira Mahārāja says, nāsādhu siyasya madanamina. If you want to give a different opinion, you cannot be called a muni, a philosopher. You understand? So, some new opinion. Never say, never it has been said by any other personality. You speak something, then you are branded. Muni, muni, muni. Rest. You understand? Nāsā vṛṣidasya madanamina. As in the material world we find, if you give, if you submit faces in the university, then you will be awarded doctorate. Otherwise, you cannot award a doctorate. You understand? Similar. Nāsā vṛṣidasya madanamina. Don't give different opinion on śruti, on the Vedas, Vedic meanings. You cannot say it as muni, rishu. So, Yudhishthira Mahārāja says, tarka pratiṣṭha sudaya. Then śruti, this Veda, different and different and different people. She speaks one thing. So, Yudhishthira Mahārāja says, dharmasya tattva nihita guhāyā mahājanajena gatasya pantha. Who knows, or who not, in plural, the dharma tattva, dharmasya tattva nihita guhāyā mahājanajena gatasya pantha. It is in the core of the heart of the mahājanas. They know it. So, they have shown the path, pantha means path, kopantha, kopa, which is the path, dharma satattva nihita guhaya, mahājana jena gata, svapantha. Those mahājanas, great personalities, they have shown the path, they have treaded the path. You must follow the footsteps of those mahājanas. Don't find out a new path or different path. Don't do it. Our beloved spiritual master, Śrīla Prabhupāda has said in his purport here, Why shall we follow the path of Mahārāja? The best way to mold one's life is to follow in the footsteps of the right personality. That is Mahādana. Like those mentioned here in Vaikuntha Mahārāja, beginning with the Swami Manu, the safest path, he says. The safest path in life is to follow such great personalities. Especially those mentioned in the Srimad Bhāgavatam. Srimad Bhāgavatam speaks of 12 Mahādana. Shambhu Nārada Shambhu, Kabīra Kumāra Manu, Prahlāda Janaka Bhishma, Balīr Vyāsakīr Vaya. Guru Maharaj said those names here, they are given those 12 names here. The 12 Mahādana, Dvādasa Mahādana, they are Brahmā, Arshīva, Nārada Muni, Manu, the Kumāras, Prahlad Maharaj, Vali Maharaj, Dhamaraj, Bhishma, Janaka, Sukadeva Goswami, and Kapila Muni. This 12 Mahādana, Mahādana Dīna Gatasa Pantra. These are 12 Mahādana. But why sadhu follows the Mahādana? And who is a Mahādana? And why shall we follow? This is my question. Can you answer, Maharaj?
Who is the sadhu?
Yes, in a simple definition, who is a sadhu? He is a Mahārāja. He comes here to teach these bewildered persons here. All of people of this material world, by his and evidence of Śāstra, here it is stated, but evidence, not only by the evidence of Śāstra, Vedas, but also by the personal behavior of great persons. He observes, practices, in the sense of Śāstra, Veda in his very life, and teaches. This Mahal. This is for the benefit of the whole world, of people. That is Mahādana's work. Śrīmad Bhagavad Gītā says, Śrīhūda Hanu. Krishna says he is Śrīhūda. He is only well-wishing friend, well-wishing friend of living entities. And those are great devotees of Krishna. That means this sadhu, Bhāgavatas, or in other words we may say Mahādana, they are also Śrīhūda. They are also known as Śrīhūda. They are also well-wishing friends, all living entities. Therefore they come here. They descend here, in this material world, to teach this builder. Conditioned souls, māyāyā pahṛta jñāna, whose knowledge has been lost, you understand, by māyā. Māyā has taken away their jñāna, their real knowledge, they don't know. So those mahādanas come here, and these are 12 mahādanas, Śrīmad Bhāgavata says, one may ask this question. Shambhu Nārada Shambhu Kapila Kumāra Manu Prahlāda Janaka Bhishma Balīra Vyāsakīra Vaya. These 12 Mahādanas never belong to this age of Kali. One may ask, raise this question. Some may raise this question. They belong to some other ages. So why shall we accept them? This question is raised. What answer will you give?
They know what the actual truth is. They know what the actual truth is.
They know what is actual truth, and truth is truth in all ages. It never changes in It's true for one age and not true for other age. Eternal truth. They speak about eternal truth. Isn't it? And also, those who follow the footsteps of these Mahāganas, the great personalities also, they are called Mahāganas. Evam parampara prātam, that is come. So here. So, this 12 Mahāganas spoken in Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, they are Mahāganas. Those who follow their footsteps, their followers also, they are also Mahāganas. Especially in Kali Yuga, if you say, then we say that these four अथ करो भविष्य तत्वार संप्रदाय शास्त्र पद्मपुराण से अथ करो भविष्य तत्वार संप्रदाय बना भाई संप्रदाय परंपरा इन कली युग श्री ब्रह्म रुद्र सनाता श्री संप्रदाय ये आचार्य दैव संप्रदाय Which is Ādārya of that sampradāya in Kali Yuga? Rāmānuja-cārya. Brahma-sampradāya, beginning from Brahma, Ādārya of Kali Yuga is Mādhva-cārya. Manudra-sampradāya, beginning from Rudra-sivadi, Ādārya is Vishnu, Vāna. Sanakaha, Sanaka-sampradāya or Kumāra-sampradāya, four Kumāras, Yādārya Nipadijivo, Nimbāditya Nimbāk Ācārya. These four great Ācāryas, they are also Mahāganas in this Kali Yuga. Because they follow the footsteps of these Mahāganas. So then Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. And also in our sampradāya, in Vaiṣṇava sampradāya, Yes. Dāmdhā Sūrūp Gṛṣvāna. Sūrūp Dāmdhā Gṛṣvāna. Sūrūp ir Rahu, Rūpa Rahu Nāth, he says. Isn't it? Śrīmad Mahāprabhu. It's Raghunāth Dās. I get Raghunāth Dās under Sūrūp Dāmdhā Gṛṣvāna. So it's Sūrūp ir Rahu. Isn't it? So, Sūrūp Dāmdhā Gṛṣvāna is Mūra Mahādhāna. And Śrī Rūpa, Śrī Sanātanaḥ, that we say Rūpānubhaḥ, Sādhu-dhanaḥ, those who follow this Rūpa, Sanātanaḥ, the Rūpānubhaḥ, Sādhu, they are all Mahāganas. Isn't it? So, our Guru Mahārāj, His Divine Grace, Bhakti, Vedānta Swāmī, Prabhupādī Mahārāj, His Guru Mahārāj, His Divine Grace, Bhakti, Siddhānta Saraswati Goswāmī Mahārāj, they are also Mahāganas, because they are Rūpānubhaḥ Sādhu. You understand? These are all Mahāganas. Hmm? Prithu Mahārāj says about this Mahāganas, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam says about this Mahāganas. And what Mahājana gives, and the philosophy of a Mahājana is the right philosophy. Visuddha is pure philosophy. And those Mahāganas, they are never proud of their lines. They are very great men, great personalities. In English we say great personalities, very, very great. But they think themselves what? Tunanadapi sunichi. As Mahāprabhu sikhya. Tunanadapi sunichi na. I am not great. I and more insignificant than a straw, a grass on the road. That is real Mahajana's attitude. They never boast. They are never proud of their learning of greatness. You understand? Those who really very proud and show their greatness, they are not Mahatmas at all. In this material world, we'll find so many people, those are very famous, karma-viras, dharma-viras, tyag-viras, jnana-viras, as you say, can you understand all this in my language?
Yes.
Because I am. You can understand because I feel shy of giving you English rendering, lacking knowledge of English. You can understand this is a very famous word. And those who are Vaishnavas, they should know this thing. This is paribhasha, we might say. Isn't it? Vaishnava paribhasha. Do you follow my mind? Karma viras, dharma viras, tyaga viras, jnana viras. They are viras, hero, known as hero. Karma viras, that means a hero, known as hero, was done very great work, many wonderful work in this material world. It's karma viras. Dharma viraha, the so-called dharma, tathagatita dharma, the so-called dharma, those who preach about so-called dharma, thinking themselves as one with God, one with Krishna, swanam tattva-masihi, in my body. Now, as we find in time, Srimad Mahaprabhu, Visvakasananda Saraswati, was very proud of his land. Such a great jnana-vira, dharma-vira, like that. Karma-vira, dharma-vira. Then, jnana, nirlanya-skala, like Keshav Kashmir, was defeated by Srimad Mahaprabhu. He was very proud of his shastric knowledge. Was digvijayi. Was challenging the pandits of the world to debate. And yet, and say, Saraswati but has not done from Mother Saraswati, if he opens his mouth, he speaks in sincerity. This is Sanskrit Bhasha, Allah Sattvaji. But who is really Saraswati Pati? That is Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he defeated. Why are you? You, Pandit, Mahaswar. Srimad Mahaprabhu says, so, Keshav Kashmir. Saisya vidyārthama ganiyo nishchoy, Krishna pārpadya jadi chita prati ro. You are very proud of your line, of your vidya, education. But that's not real vidya. Vidya tadāti vinayam. Vidya vinaya sampanne. Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, the real vidvān is very humble. You never proud. But you are so proud, so you are not called vidvān. Sa vidyā tam matīrcaya. Srimad Bhagavata says, vidyā bhāgavata avadī. The Shastra says, Vidya Bharatam. Sa Vidya Tam Matir Daya. His Vidya is a Kha Vidya. Tam Matihi. His Mati, his mind, is at the lotus feet of Krishna. He's a real Vidya. He knows already. Because Krishna is the source of all Vidya and knowledge. And when Sriman Mahaprabhu asked this question to Ramananda Rai, Vidya Madhya Kvam Vidya Shah? Krishna Bhakti Ramananda Rai answered, Krishna Bhakti Vina Vidya Nahi Aar. You follow? Sriman, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Vidya Madhya Kvam Vidya Shah? It is the best vidya, education, among all vidyas. So Ramananda Rai answered, Krishna Bhakti Vina Vidya Nahi Aa. The Krishna Bhakti, devotion to Lord Krishna, is only vidya. There is no other vidya. So, in other words, we may say that one was the bhakta, the devotee is the real vidwan, and he becomes. That's a vidya. But this jnana viraj, this dharma viraj, this karma viraj, this tyag viraj, they are very proud of their attribute. So, they may be doing very nice things, very great. They may be performing very great activities, wonderful activities. Medieval. What is its wealth? Understand? Many people, most of the people say this thing, that the art of this word Mahajana in this context, I could now, this comes to my mind. I have been to Manipur. Maharaj, Sarvadandar Goswami Maharaj had never come here. He had invited me to go there. He had convened a great meeting of the scientists and educationists in Manipur. So, one of the great educationists, the Chancellor of Jadavpur University, and he was a student of the Jadavpur University, Sarvadandar Goswami Maharaj. He had invited him.
Yes,
he said, he's my teacher. Teacher, I know. So, he was the chairman of that assembly there. So, when he said about great educationists, about great scientists like that, Indian scientists and educationists, and he quoted this slide, Mahajana Dehna Gata Sapna, I was here. What he says, whom did he say, but, oh, thank you. Oh, I am such a fellow, I am never conscious of this life. So I'll see you speak. I have enough to say, what to say. So let me speak one thing and conclude. Please excuse me, all great persons. Srimad Bhagavata says, Nehodata karma dharmaya na miragaya kalpate na tirtha pada sevaya jivannati mruga isha. This is Srimad Bhagavata. Nirapeksha sastra, impartial sastra. He never looks to the faces of anybody. Srimad Bhagavata says, apriya satya, unpalatable truth. Nehodat karma dharmaya. You are a karma hero. Great hero in the activity. But have you earned anything for dharma? So what sort of karma hero you are? Nehodat karma dharmaya. No viragaya kalpate. Another thing. You may be a dharma hero, but adapt done about Vairagya, Virago, Srimad Bhagavatam, Viragaya Bhagavatam. No Tirthapada Sevai Jivan Mukti. You must be a great Tyagi. Renunciate. But what have you done? What renunciation have you done? Have you renunciated? You renounced everything for the pleasure of Krishna? No. Then, this is the conclusion. Thank you very much. Lanchakalpa Dhruvesh Sukhasana Sri Rana Pavli Vaishnava.